The air is calm. The barometer is steady at 29.93. 1/100th of an inch of rain today. Again, adding to 2/10 yesterday, and our rainy season continues. A high of 54 so far in the day. That was at midnight. Right now it is 49 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our updates continue here. We have an update on news, weather, and sports still to come. An update courtesy of Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Top news stories. Bill Walton, the Hall of Fame player who became a star broadcaster, dies of cancer. He was never afraid to be himself, larger than life, only in part because of his nearly 7-foot frame. Walton, the 2-time NCAA champion at UCLA. Also, nobody was hurt in a plane crash when a plane engine caught fire at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Commercial airliner's engine caught fire yesterday, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. And that, they say, could have been much worse. The FAA says United Flight 2091 to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport aborted takeoff after flames were reported around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The airline said the plane, an Airbus A320, was towed to the gate. There were no injuries. A time to look at sports today as well on a Tuesday morning. It is courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. It was a return for Craig Counsell to Milwaukee, and he was met with a lot of boos after a special video thanked him for his time with the Brewers. Willy Adames hit a 3-run home run during Milwaukee's 5-run 8th inning, and the Brewers beat the Cubs 5-1 in Counsell's return. Elsewhere yesterday in baseball, it was a win for Cincinnati over St. Louis, 3-1, Washington 8-4 over Atlanta, San Francisco 8, Philadelphia 4, San Diego 2-1 over Miami. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Boston 3, Minnesota 6-5 over Kansas City, Toronto 5, the White Sox 1, Seattle 3-2 over Houston. Colorado beat Cleveland. That final score was 8-6. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 105, Indiana 102, and Dallas beat Edmonton 5-3 in the NHL playoffs. That's an update on Tuesday morning sports.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
A high of 66 today with occasional showers, likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm. Northwest winds at 8 to 14. Showers ending in the evening tonight, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 70. And Thursday, sunshine continues and a touch warmer with a high of 72. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 54, the fog has settled in a little bit. We're at 49 degrees. Today is Tuesday, May 28th.
Shines. Make hay the whole day through, and say those prayers in the moonlight. Come on and start anew, and make time for your loved ones, and for your dear friends too. Your time is through.
Andrew Ferris on WRCL and Someone for Everyone. We hope you had a good weekend. Maybe you had a chance to get out and go to one of the tributes to veterans yesterday, one of the special services. It was a nice morning for that, certainly, and a good day for lots of things, including, maybe a little R&R. But a little yard work day, that's for sure. We got going yesterday and got a few things done. So feel good about that until, you know, the rain comes again later today. We'll see. A lot of events going on in baseball and softball today. So I know that they'll be keeping an eye on the sky and they'll try to get them in as best they can. But everything really gets kind of backlogged if you don't play today. You push it to tomorrow, and there are more things scheduled tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll see. Tomorrow, actually, and Thursday sound pretty nice for events in the great outdoors. And state track this weekend, there's a little bit of shower activity there, but it's not going to be really hot. State track and the cross has endured lots of weather, including some severe weather over the years. So we'll hope that stays away. Here's something real from Dierks Bentley on FM 100.9.
Sometimes a crowd makes me lonely. Sometimes a shot just makes me sad. Sometimes I miss that old small town. Slow down. Life I kind of wish that I still had. I can't really pour my heart out on the FM radio. 'Cause the way I'm ready. front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn, I can turn into something I can't feel. Yeah, I want something real.
To the graduating seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your achievement. Your journey is just beginning. Congratulations from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Fuller's Milker Center.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Reese, and I'm a seventh grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, our mission is to ensure that during the rough times, no one gets so overwhelmed or helpless that they want to give up. Our mission is to spread hope, help, and strength into every corner of our community. Our mission is to help students and staff into their strengths and their supports that are all around. We are connectors to help and strength.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30 today here on the radio. We're at 49 degrees, a little bit of light fog still hanging around out there. Did you see the double rainbow last night? We had a big shower, and then all of a sudden, bam, it was there. Probably, I don't know, 7:30, somewhere in that area last night. Hopefully the two pots of gold were at your place. Here's Brian Martin.
Songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Get in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride. Hey.
sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Paint my nails. It's definitely distracting.
Shania Twain, don't be stupid. It's kind of tough for me. Anyway, 49 degrees here at WRCO Radio. Friends of Blue River will host a farmer's market on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month in the Blue River Park near the gazebo. The farmer's market will run from today through Tuesday, September 24th. From 4 until 7. Interested in being a vendor, you can contact Mandy Wagner at 515-509-1569. A reminder from today's community calendar.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for 66, occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm. Northwest winds at 8 to 14. Showers ending tonight, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and a high of 69. And Thursday, sunshine continues and a touch warmer, a high of 72. Right now in Richland Center, it is 49 degrees. That is so far the overnight low.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A Wisconsin judge is expected to weigh a union lawsuit against collective bargaining restrictions. Arguments are set for today. Unions representing teachers and public workers sued to end the state's near-total ban on collective bargaining for most public employees. The 2011 law spurred massive protests that made Wisconsin the center of a national fight over union rights. If the latest lawsuit succeeds, workers who lost their collective bargaining power would have it restored. The law has withstood numerous legal challenges, and the Republican-controlled legislature is asking for the case to be dismissed. Four teenagers died over the weekend, and more details come from Bob Haig.
Dodge County Sheriff's deputies responded to the crash scene just east of Columbus at about 4 a.m. According to a news release, a Ford F-150 was northbound on a county road when the driver ran a stop sign and was struck by the semi at the intersection with State Highway 16. Three people in the pickup were killed. The 19-year-old driver from Sun Prairie, a 17-year-old male from Sun Prairie, Prairie and a 16-year-old male from Madison. Two 18-year-old female passengers were taken to UW Hospital. One died. The other had life-threatening injuries. The semi-driver, a 57-year-old man from Lafarge, was hospitalized with minor injuries. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Cuts are coming to another Wisconsin college. Viterbo University in La Crosse is trying to lower expenses. 27 jobs are going away. Viterbo's president says enrollment is shrinking and the university's deficit is growing. The shortfall could hit $5.5 million next year. The National Weather Service is in Rock County to survey severe damage this week. The damage to large trees Sundays could have been done by tornadoes. The Weather Service investigation focuses on Janesville and Milton. Tornadoes may have also touched down in Whitewater and Fort Atkinson this past Sunday. If you're still digging out after storms, don't rely on a repair crew that just shows up at your house. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says many of those crews are either scammers or will seriously overcharge you for that work. Reinen says it's best to turn to a local contractor that has a presence in your community. Ask friends, family, or your insurance agent for a referral. If you run into trouble, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-422-7128. Reinen says you can also do a search for a contractor online at datcp.wi.gov and see if they have any complaints filed against them. The body of a man was pulled from where the Twin Rivers meet in Two Rivers on Sunday morning. Police say the body was discovered in Two Rivers Harbor by two fishermen. Authorities determined the man to be between the ages of 30 to 50 years old. An investigation by local law enforcement and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources looks to positively identify the man. The cause of death is still undetermined, but the Two Rivers Police Department does not suspect any foul play. The first ever Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference in Wisconsin will take place this week. Kate Koziel is an economic development specialist with the Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission.
It's been demonstrated to be very successful in Minnesota and Michigan, but the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference in Wisconsin will be debuting for the very first time on May 30th and 31st in Platteville, and everyone's welcome.
The two-day event will feature 16 sessions across four tracks.
It's really a driftless, wide base of presenters that are going to be coming together. We have 50 speakers, four keynotes, extends over 2 days, and we're pulling people from as high up as Cashton and over to Minnesota even to get the best practices to help our local communities learn more about how to embrace and grow their communities through entrepreneurial development and to showcase sort of the many talented businesses we have here.
The cost to attend is $80 and includes food, refreshments, and tours.
You'll actually eat more food than $80. So it's, you know, a nice light breakfast. There's going to be lunch all around town. There's an evening event at the Mining Museum where you can tour a real mine, listen to live music, sit outside, network with other community professionals. And you can stay overnight. You're more than welcome. We've got blocks reserved at the Holiday Inn Express, Country Inn and Suites, and the Super 8.
To register for the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference in Platteville, go online to economicdevelopment.extension.wisc.edu/connecting-entrepreneurial-communities-conference or simply Google UWX Entrepreneur Conference to find out more. The American Red Cross is asking you to give the gift of life. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be today from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Senior Center. The second will be held Saturday from 8 until noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazamani. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Yesterday was certainly a contrast of days, some nice sunshine, then some cooler weather and some rain in the afternoon. Some areas did receive more than we did here at the studios yesterday. Partly to mostly cloudy and cool, the weather words for today, occasional showers likely by late morning, possibly a thunderstorm today. A high of 66 and northwest winds at 8 to 14. Showers ending tonight, gradual clearing with patchy fog, a low of 45. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and a high of 69. And Wednesday night, clear and cool, a low of 43. Sunshine continues and a touch warmer Thursday with a high of 72. In Richland Center, yesterday we picked up 0.2 inches of rain. Overnight and this morning, 0.01 with a little bit of fog out there today. We've been as cool as 49. Right now it is 50 degrees.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. It's a big tournament day. They're crossing their fingers to get a bunch of high school events in today. And the Brewers spoiled Craig Council's return to Milwaukee yesterday with the Cubs. Those stories coming up.
Ellis Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an Ellis Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
WIAA softball tournament continues today. Division 5 action at Ithaca. The Bulldogs will host Hillsboro in a battle of 1 and 2 seeds in the half sectional. The right to play at New Lisbon in the sectional final comes up on Thursday for the winner today. Also in Division 4, Fenimore will be at Cuba City today. And in Division 3, River Valley with a home game. They will host Adams Friendship. Both teams still alive. River Valley is second seed and Friendship is a number 5. Also going on today, West Salem will be at Mount Horeb in Division 2. In Division 4 baseball today, games include Cashton at Ithaca. The Bulldogs had a first-round bye. They'll host Cashton, which got the win against Hillsboro earlier in the tournament. Weston is doing battle against DeSoto today, and Seneca is hosting Waseca Steuben. Brookwood is at Royal. Also, Riverdale is at home. They're taking on Iowa Grant in a battle of number 6 and number 3 seeds. The Chieftains, the number 3. Barneveld is at Highland, and River Ridge is at Belmont today as well. Division 3 games, Fenimore at Aquinas, Prairie du Chien travels to Westby, and Mineral Point at Darlington. Cuba City at Viroqua as well. In Division 2 games, Richland Center moves on in the tournament, a 12th seed playing number 4 Mount Horeb today in Mount Horeb. Sauk Prairie is at Reedsburg, and Mauston is home against Lodi. Platteville plays at Edgewood as well in second round WIAA baseball. Local baseball yesterday, the Home Talent League. Action was rained out on Sunday, but games did go on yesterday for the most part. Dodgeville was a winner, 3-2 over Hollandale. Sauk Prairie 12, Reedsburg 2. Mazamani 4-3 over Black Earth. Ashton 10, Casanova nothing. Verona beat Schulzburg Benton 16-1. Blanchardville 4-2 over Muscadet. Belleville 14, Arena 7. Argyle 5-4 over Ridgeway. And Pine Bluff Mount Hora beat Wyota 3-0. Cottage Grove 9, Sun Prairie 5. A home run by shortstop Willy Adames was the big blow as the Brewers broke a scoreless pitcher's duel wide open in the eighth inning yesterday to claim a 5-1 win. It was the fifth straight loss for the Cubs. Former Brewers manager Craig Counsell was honored before the game, but was booed loudly every time he came out of the dugout after that. Brian Hudson picked up the win for Milwaukee in relief. A great outing again for Gasser. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
Almost one third of the season in, and we've used 11 starters. So that's the answer. You know, like to have a guy be able to give you six every time. And this is, it's not totally surprising, but it is kind of remarkable for a kid to come up and do that so quickly.
So the Brewers with the win. Freddy Peralta scheduled to start tonight's game at American Family Field. In the National League elsewhere, the Dodgers and Mets were rained out. Cincinnati 3-1 over St. Louis. Washington 8, Atlanta 4. San Francisco over Philadelphia 8-4. San Diego got the win 2-1 over Miami. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Boston 3. Minnesota 6-5 over Kansas City. Toronto beat the White Sox 5-1. Seattle 3, Houston 2. Colorado 8-6 over Cleveland. In the NBA playoffs, Boston 105, Indiana 102, and Dallas 5-3 over Edmonton. He just signed a big contract with the Packers, and then reports are coming out about the hamstring injury suffered by running back Josh Jacobs. Head coach Matt LaFleur calls it a little hamstring issue, saying he expects Jacobs to be back on the field pretty soon. The start of the 24 NFL season is a little over 3 months away, so the former league rushing champion has plenty of time to do what he needs to do to recover. This is Jacobs' sixth NFL season, and he has missed only 9 games. And observers are reading hidden messages in the comments by Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo while he is in Germany watching the EuroLeague Final Four. Giannis's brother Kostas helped his team from Greece win the title Monday. After the game, the NBA star approached the winning coach, Ercan Ataman, calling him the number one coach in the world. What's getting all the attention is the second comment by Giannis. He said he would love to play for a coach like him. The current Milwaukee coach, Doc Rivers, has struggled to find postseason success. It's still not clear if Giannis made the comments with a goal of having Rivers replaced. That's an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week, with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO. Every time you have to whisper goodbye, well, I cry just a little bit.
Cry just a little bit.
I know it's crazy and I don't know why, but I die just a little bit. By your side, you're the beat in my heart.
To the incredible seniors of Kickapoo High School, may your graduation be a stepping stone to even greater achievements. Congratulations on this momentous occasion. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Fuller's Milk Center, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, the People's Community Bank, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
It ain't how long it is, it's how well it's lived. It's the journey, it's the ride. The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The longer I live, the more I learn how to just be patient, wait my turn. We all got dreams to chase, it ain't a race, ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. Other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need. My blessings, count them up. No matter how bad it gets, the way it is sure beats the way it was. The longer I live, the more I love. The longer I live, the more I love.
Aaron Goodwin and Ryan Kinder on WRCO. The longer I live, 7 minutes before seven, we'll be pulling out the winning name in our Sizzle May Beef Month contest. We'll be doing that next hour as well when old Hank stops by. It's also Quizzy Poo Day as well. Getting down toward the last day of school. I haven't found out whether my diploma will be signed or not, but we'll see. Lots of graduations. Quite a few went on this past weekend, but many more this weekend. And then it'll officially be school's out in another, well, at the end of this week for some, another week for others. It just kind of depends on how they went, how many days they had off, and those kind of things. But pretty soon it'll be school's out for the summer. Coming up here on WRCO Radio, it looks like maybe another rainy day. Clouds have settled in after a little bit clearer an hour ago. Right now we're heading toward highs of 66. Occasional showers likely by late morning today. It is 51 degrees.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Scott,
and I am a 7th grade student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means to help others and make them feel loved and wanted. My sources of strength are family and friends and physical health.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpsons Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsborough Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Rev up your spring with Potesic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritoons, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Potesic cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Potesic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
News is coming up in just a bit from WRCO. In entertainment news today, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have called off shows in Europe for 10 days because of Springsteen's vocal issues. The band's management says in a statement, Springsteen is recuperating comfortably after consulting with doctors. His shows in the area of France and Milan have had to be rescheduled. He's expected to be cleared to perform the Madrid show coming up on June 12th. Get the boss back feeling better there. Singing those four-hour concerts or whatever he puts on. Here's Eric Church.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tank, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done. We're just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my OG. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how. Whispered your name, I bet still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drum you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hip on in a USA, do you relive those glory days?